This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN Suda Bay News Stream. I'm MCSN Brianna Bonilla. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, around 160 decorated-related injuries occur daily during the holiday season in the U.S., with nearly half of these incidents involving falls, transitioning to roughly 18,400 people visiting emergency rooms annually. Kevin Breitenstein, Installation Safety Director on board Naval Support Activity Suda Bay, discusses his experience during the holidays.
If you did have some time off, hopefully it was relaxing. If you didn't, hopefully you can take some soon. We had our household goods dropped off about a week before Christmas. So it's a mad dash. Try to get some Christmas decorations out, stuff like that. Just try to get moved in. We live in a Greek house, as much as many of us do here. We've got these crazy marble stairs. And my wife is bringing some laundry down. She slipped, hurt her foot. Down for like 3 weeks, can't help move, can't move boxes, can barely go up and down the steps. But you know, it really showed me how much she does at home. Like, she's got a full-time job times three. And I come here, you know, work my 8 hours and go home and act like a baby. What it showed me too is, like, let's say get hurt at work. Somebody's gonna have to pick up your slack if you're not there, if you're taken out of work for 30 days. And that kind of just adds stress to your team. So we want to make sure that we are watching each other, but mainly watching ourselves. And I say it all the time, just take 1 or 2 seconds, slow down, kind of evaluate what you're doing before you do it. Everybody's gonna make mistakes. So we just want to minimize the results of those mistakes.
Sleeping habits may have been disrupted due to the holiday season, making it challenging to return to a consistent sleep routine when work resumes.
That's another thing we all have to watch out for. If you're normally waking up at 5 a.m., and then you take vacation, you're waking up at 10 a.m., you're going to be a little bit more tired at the beginning of your shift if you're working that day shift. So kind of ease into it, you know, last few days of vacation, try to get up at that normal time, try to just get back on that daily schedule that you're used to. That way you're not so tired when you come in.
For more information regarding safety, visit the safety office at Building 63. That's all for your AFN Suda Bay News Stream. I'm MCSN Brianna Bonilla.